Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and understanding the truth of God as found in the Word of God. To obey the voice of God or not. Now, let's see something that's very important that God has done. Let's come forward to Deuteronomy 30, and let's see what God gave to the children of Israel, which is a summation of what God has given to every human being to do. It's for us today. So let's ask the question, with our independent free moral agency, do we obey God or not? Do we think that the laws of God have been done away? Or do we think that if we have an idea that's good, because we feel good about it, that we're doing the will of God? So you have to understand, what is the will of God? And if you want to know the greatest summary of the will of God for every human being, read and study the Ten Commandments. Because that tells you in a summary, everything that God does is based upon that. So here, Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15, the children of Israel were ready to go into the promised land. And so here's one of the last things that he told them. Verse 15, behold, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. That's just the way the life is. In that I command you this day. And this is the first commandment. You can read that in Matthew 22. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. Okay? That's New Testament doctrine. That's Old Testament doctrine. But because it's Old Testament doctrine, doesn't mean it doesn't apply. Because it's the same. Verse 16. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways. Now notice, these are the very words of God. So as I read this, ask yourself, do you love the Lord your God? Do you walk in his ways? And to keep his commandments and statutes and judgments so that you may live and multiply. What is it that you want with your life? Look at how many people kill themselves because of drugs, kill themselves because of accident, kill other people with murder. How about all of the terrorists, the evilness of human nature?
Another deadly weekend on city streets. At least 9 people have died and 40 more have been wounded in shootings since Friday night.
Is the nation in the grip of a wave of violent crime? In the first 6 months of 2015, violent crime was up as compared to the first 6 months a year earlier. Murder was up 6.2%. In our nation's 56 largest cities, the homicide rate was up 17% over that same time period. Baltimore alone was responsible for 15.5% of the increase.
The city of Baltimore has already had a rough year, but now we know it will go down in history as one of the deadliest ever.
It has been a record year in the city of Chicago, and for all the wrong reasons, the murder rate has never been higher. Now, taking a look at these staggering numbers, 762 people murdered in the city of Chicago in 2016. That's more than LA and New York combined. An average of 2 people killed in the city per day. You could see that number has skyrocketed from 468 murders last year, wiping to the number of people shot in Chicago, 4,331 people shot in the city last year.
It's absolutely incredible. Now notice, here's what everyone wants. God to bless them because they think they're doing good. But you have to do good God's way. Verse 17, but if your heart turn away so that you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. What is your God? Well, you may say, well, I don't have any gods. What is it that is the most important thing in your mind? That is your God.
My name is Erin, and I am addicted to exercise. I exercise 8 hours a day. I never get tired. I don't get sore. I'll cancel plans. I'll cancel appointments. It's been controlling my life. I just can't stop. When I wake up around 5 o'clock is when I work out. And then I go to work, and then I'll go back to the gym for another 2 hours. And when I get home, I'm on my spin bike. I'm doing meal snack. I go to bed around 2:30, and then I'll wake up around 5 and go out and run again. About 8 months ago, I got a message from a girl, and it triggered a memory that I've suppressed for 30 years. I was molested from the age of 6 to 10.
When Erin came to tell me that she had been abused as a child,
mother's nightmare. To miss it? It's a mother's nightmare.
It threw me over the edge. So basically from that time on, I've been adding on exercise so that I could just forget about that whole nightmare of those 4 years of my life.
When I saw Erin 3 months ago, my heart broke. I was met at the airport by someone I wouldn't have even recognized for how thin she had become.
I'm just scared that my body's just going to break down. Why can't you take a day off? I can't. It's just an addiction. And it's every single day I wake up and I have to do it.
I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. Look at what's happening in many nations of the world today. Are we not in tribulation and difficulties and problems and death and anguish and natural disasters? Yes. Shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. Now, how sure is this set before us to choose? Is it just a suggestion? Now, this is an expansion upon what God gave to Adam and Eve. More defined, but it is the same principle. See what happened? Adam did not obey the voice of God, but his wife. Whose voice do you obey? God's voice? Or someone you respect? Or what is it? Maybe you only listen to your own inner voice, and that's who you obey. But how many people are out there actually worshiping and serving Satan the devil, and they are so deceived, they don't even know it. Now, how can that be? Because they don't know the commandments of God and how these define what God wants us to do. Notice how sure are these words of God. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Every human being has that. No one can escape it. What are you going to choose? To obey the voice of God? Or not obey the voice of God? And do whatever you want. Hasn't it always been that people think that they are good, and if they do good in their own minds, everything's going to go well? But it always ends up in a tragedy and a mess, doesn't it? How does that happen? Because they leave God. And when you leave God, it's an automatic thing that these penalties come upon you. It's just like the law of gravity. So let's read on. Therefore, God says, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Isn't that what God wants? What's the first thing you do in choosing life? You go to God, who's the author of life, the creator of human beings. So he says here, that you may love the Lord your God and may obey his voice and may cleave to him. Think about it today. After all the thousands of years of mankind and what he's been doing and what he's not been doing and all of the good and all of the evil and all of the wretchedness involved, God has preserved his voice written. written. And the Bible has been translated into more languages than any other book because God caused it to be done so that people could not say, Lord, I didn't know. Well, now, think on this. What if you have a Bible in your house and you never read it? Whose fault is that? Who has chosen not to read it? You did. So you can't blame God, because through whatever means that you got a Bible, His Word is there for you to learn and know if you would only open it up and begin to read it and begin to understand how God wants you to love Him and serve Him and obey Him. So let's read that again. That you may love the Lord your God and may obey His voice and may cleave to Him. For He is your life and length of your days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. Now think about that for a minute. That applies today. Every nation is where it is because God put it there. And God created all of the languages at the Tower of Babel. Because back then, even right after the flood, they didn't want to do the will of God. Now, let's come to a proverb. Let's see something very interesting here. Proverbs 3. This was written by King David to Solomon. But think of this as words of God to you. How much God wants you to succeed and do well, but that can only be through obeying Him. So here in the book of Proverbs, we find exactly the same thing, only in different words that we read in Deuteronomy 30. Proverbs 3, verse 1, My son, do not forget my law. Do you remember the law of God? What is the one commandment that you hear me over and over and over again say you need to do? What is the commandment God says? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you keep the Sabbath holy? Do you really? If you're satisfied with Sunday, you are deceived, and you're not obeying the voice of God. Back here to Proverbs 3. Let your heart keep my commandments, for they shall add length of days and long life and peace to you. Do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck and write them upon the tablet of your heart. That's what it needs to be. Have you memorized the Ten Commandments? Do you understand them? Do you keep them? God wants to know. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose your way? Where's it going to lead? How's it going to end up? When will you come back to God? Those are all questions you need to ask yourself. Now continuing, verse 4, here's a promise. And so you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. In other words, a blessing from God. Do you want blessings from God? Or do you want penalties from God? Those are called curses. What is it that you want? Now notice verse 5. Trust in the Lord. That means you believe Him, you love Him, you obey Him, and that develops trust. Knowing that whatever God has said, that's what you do. Trust in the Lord whenever you think you need to get out of difficulties. Nope. With all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Now that's quite a thing, isn't it? Many people go along and say, well, I'll make up my own mind. I am a free moral agent and I will choose what I want. Well, look what has happened to the world, because in choosing, what have they done? They have left out God.
Do you believe in God?
No.
You don't believe in God?
I am an atheist. It's just I don't even deal with it one way or another. I observe people's beliefs. It's fine. You know, whatever gets you through the night, that's cool with me.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do believe in God.
What do you believe?
I believe in Buddhism.
Oh, Buddhism.
Yes, sir. Okay, I was 13 and I saw Harry Potter and I thought I was a wizard.
Really?
Just because my mom was like all about that.
What do you believe?
I believe in spiritualism. I believe in karma quite a bit. I believe whatever you send out, negative energy, you get back 10 times.
We're all carbon-based beings in the same universe, so.
Carbon-based being, that sounds awfully impersonal.
I guess so.
Do you believe in God at all?
I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah? What does that mean?
I'm not sure if I believe in a God. I believe in, again, I'm a spiritual person.
A personal God is, I think I myself is a God to myself.
You're a God to yourself.
My world, at the end, I rule my own world, so I'm a God of myself.
And as a matter of fact, there are so many people today who are militantly against God. They just don't know what to do. Now notice this, verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him. Now that's an interesting statement, isn't it? This implies prayer to God to lead and direct your life, to give you understanding, that you realize that God has made you from a speck of dust to a son of God, and now a full-grown adult or whatever age you are. God made you, created you, and gave everything in the world so that you actually are living and moving and have your being because of God. That's why you need to obey the voice of God. Now, we will see Jesus said the same thing a little later here. But let's continue in Proverbs. And he shall direct your paths. Now, how does God do that? Through the leading of his Spirit, number one. Through the leading of angels to bless you and protect you. He will direct your path. You can make right choices to do what is good instead of evil. And you overcome evil with good. Verse 7, key important thing. Here's the most misused part of IFMA, Independent Free Moral Agency. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Isn't that what people think? Oh, don't bother me with God. Don't bother me with those commandments. Oh, that's so strict and harsh. I don't want to do those things. I know what I want to do, and I'm really a good person, and I'm doing good. Really? Do you know what good actually is? The Word of God. So you can't be good if you're not keeping the Word of God. There is no way. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. In other words, physical health. That's not talking about future spiritual life. To live forever. And that was not brought to light until the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, let's come to the New Testament. Let's see what Jesus said. Let's come to Luke, the 6th chapter, in verse 46. Now, before we read it, let's understand this. The one who became Jesus Christ was the Lord God of the Old Testament, and he was manifested in the flesh, born of the Virgin Mary. And he is the one who redeems us out of our troubles, who saves us from our problems, who helps us to overcome the evil in our minds. But that only comes with conversion. So let's see what Jesus said here, verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Now, a lot of people call Jesus Lord, don't they? A lot of people go to church on Sunday, don't they? And they're completely oblivious to the fact that there's not one word about keeping the first day of the week in the Bible as the weekly day of worship. That is the tradition of men. So, if you come to Jesus and you call him Lord, and you go against the commandments of God, he's not your Lord. You are your own Lord. And you need to understand that Satan, the devil, is out there to bring benefits to people who sin, which end up in catastrophes at the end. Verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not practice what I say? Have you ever gone through the New Testament and asked the question and studied it? What did Jesus say? What did he tell us to do? Well, there's more. There's more than just right here. Well, look at some of those as we go on in the future. Now then, he makes our lives compared to building a house. How are you building your life? Is the foundation really Jesus Christ? Because Paul said, there's no other foundation that anyone can lay. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And what are you building on it? So Jesus compares it here. Now let's look at it. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words, every word, and practices them, I will show you what he is like. See, because if you practice them, you're obeying. If you don't practice them, you're not obeying. Okay? He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and the flood came and the torrent beat against the house, but could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. But the one who has heard my words and does not practice them is like a man who built a house on top of the ground without a foundation. And when the torrent beat against it, it fell at once, and the ruin of that house was great. Now, let's come and see an example in the Old Testament to understand what it is like if you go against the commandments of God. This was in the days of when Saul was king of Israel. God gave a command to Saul to go against the Amalekites, who were the evil people of that day, to kill and exterminate them and leave nothing alive. Well, that didn't happen because the people came along and they influenced the king not to obey God. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 17. And Samuel said, when you were little in your own sight, that's to Saul, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel, and God anointed you king over Israel? And the Lord sent you on the way and said, go and completely destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until you destroy them. Why did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you fly upon the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? Now notice his answer. And Saul said to Samuel, yes, I obeyed the voice of the Lord. A lot of people think they do, but they don't. And have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I have brought Agag, king of Amalek, and have completely destroyed the Amalekites. God didn't say, bring the king. Now, you think about all the Ten Commandments of God and obeying the voice of God. And remember this, because we're going to find out how severe it is to not obey the voice of the Lord. But the people took of the spoil of the flock, blamed someone else, and the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. Oh, what a wonderful thing. We're going to make a sacrifice to them, when God said, don't even let them live. Doesn't that sound a little bit like Cain? See how it is with human nature? And Samuel said, does the Lord have a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken, and hearken means to listen and to do, is better than the fat of rams. Now then, listen to this, because when you don't obey the voice of the Lord your God, you are rebelling. Now, you may have a nice attitude and say, well, this is just the way that I think of it. But that's what these people were doing. They thought they were going to do a good thing to bring these animals for sacrifice. That was their own thought. Verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Think about that for a minute. What is your life? What are you doing? How do you look at the Word of God? Now, all of these church at home segments that we do, these go out to bring the truth of God so that you may know what to do with your life, that you can come to God, that you can repent of your sins, that you can be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and be able to qualify for the first resurrection when Jesus Christ returns. And everything that we do and everything that we say and preach and teach is based on that very fact. Now then, you need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which you get that book and you read it all the way through. And get the booklet, Why is Christianity Failing? Because in the world, the majority of it is fake Christianity. And that's why we have church at home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.